got to tell you what, this hour is headed toward... it's going to be a big hour. I just have a feeling this show's been fantastic. So much gratitude on this end out to you on yours. And thank you for being there as we have been talking about a lot, and it's going to get hotter. I just have a feeling. And let me explain why. The whole thing about Democrats 2020, hey, give me a give me the profile. Give me what's important to you. I talked about the power policies and so forth, and what you're looking for. And I'm putting Dems on blast today and saying, here it is. It's all about you. Tell me what you want. We saw presidents yesterday. The Post-Gazette did a big study when they went around to county officials all over Dems, the Democratic county officials around the state, and said, you know, what are you looking for? What's important? I've gone through this on other days as well, but decided today I would go to the Democrats, Democrat voters, and for that matter, independents who could break Democratic, and even some Republicans that are, you know, feel left out. But we know that's a very, very tiny amount. Independents always very important. Democrats, it's on you. And it's been very brisk, particularly after I say something like this. And if you're quiet when I'm giving you this much air time or text time or instant access time, being here in Trump country means that they're looking at you, listening, reading otherwise, and saying, you ain't got nothing. Validates everything. I think it's a pretty good opportunity to sit back and say, I'm looking for this topic and Medicare for all or health care or the debt or education. What a wonderful collection of ideas that we received earlier, if I could call it back up, that if I could find this woman, I think it was Nancy. No, I can't find Nancy. But she, maybe I do. Wait, no. NJ. Hey, here we go. This woman hit it on the head. This is the type of thing I'm looking for. As a retired teacher and Democrat, I want Social Security and Medicare to continue. I want tax breaks to middle and lower class, not just the rich. Pre-existing conditions in health care. Fund the student loan forgiveness program and DACA to be passed. That covers a lot of ground. Now, who is the person that embodies all that? Well, that's a little bit of a separate conversation. And if you feel like you have somebody, that's fine. But that's the type of thing that I've been getting a lot of, either by the text, the Right Automotive text machine, of course, at 866-391-1020, and also, of course, the best deal in Pittsburgh, Right Automotive. I've been getting it by the phone, 866-391-1020. That's toll-free. The Dollar Bank Instant Access Machine at kdkradio.com. Now, that's been the topic of the day. That's topic A. All right. We've been talking a little bit about some health issues. People say you can't eat more than 6 French fries. That's crazy. As a matter of fact, let's get real. Each of us consumes about 116 pounds of white potatoes every year. Dr. Cannon is back. And that means we're going to say, eat French fries. The guy who is 101 years old, the veteran, not a guy. Sorry. It was a bad slight. My dad would hit me with that one. The gentleman who's 101 years old, veteran, local, McMurray, he's gotten by and says that part of his key, according to his son, is the 4 p.m. Coors Light from his own garage beer fridge. That's a real American, okay? Then I have somebody who said, you can eat whatever you want, but be balanced, and I'm a nutritionist. No, that's communism. No. Hey, here's another one. And I hate to say, I think this involves somebody we know and love. Anybody see this? Cheesecake giveaway quickly takes ugly turn. Brock, check this out. Arlington, Virginia. This is just, yes, this came out today, 4:35 in the morning. Arlington County Police said they received calls Wednesday about traffic disruptions at a Cheesecake Factory restaurant that was participating in a national giveaway of 40,000 cheesecake slices in conjunction with the food delivery system. Roads were jammed. Would-be delivery drivers were double parked. The delivery system is called DoorDash. Great name. Says the food delivery company is aware of the incident. There was a problem. I hate to say it, but there was a problem. One individual refused police commands to leave the restaurant and resisted efforts at removal. Brock asked me if it's who I think it is. I will just tell you that I was sitting beside Tamara 2 days ago, and she said to me, listen to this Cheesecake Factory promotion. And I said, wow, I'm not a cheesecake guy per se. She said, this is it. This is awesome. Called it something like, if I have it right, the bomb. And I said, okay, well, I guess it means you like it. She said, I do. This is awesome. This is great. I've not seen Tamara for 2 days. That's all I'm saying. And I got an individual who refused to leave the restaurant and resisted efforts at removal. I do not want to put one and one together, but I would hope that we would see Tamara resurface here sometime soon. And her egg's healthy. Oh, Lord, we're going to get to that. So, once again, let me get to a couple of other calls. Let me see. Okay, JFK, good. There's some people that are really saying some things on the text machine right now that are crazy. But that's okay. We like it. We respect it. Oh, here we go. I want to ask you this question. So I get this on the instant access. A guy who calls here with great frequency is Jerry. And I play Jerry straight. And I know that when I'm out and about, people say to me that having Jerry on and some of the other characters are just that, characters in the show. They are part of the show. They're like guests. Who needs a lot of guests when you have Jerry or Dan or Mike and, you know, so many other guys and women? And it's always like, I don't know what's all going on there, but I get a big kick out of them. Well, you know, there's a lot of different aspects of what I do here. Make it compelling through what? Information, opinion, entertainment, thought, provocation. Those are the rules. It's simple. Jerry fits maybe into the entertainment. When we come back, I'm going to read you, not naming anybody, a criticism of that approach. And I want to find out whether you agree with the emailer or your loving host, friend of Jerry, Ellis Cannon. All right, welcome back, everybody. Ellis Cannon. So, once again, what you're looking for a Democratic candidate for president, yeah, I know it's ways off, but I still think it's important. I know it's important. We've had a lot of great calls, so continue with it. I mean, you know, don't bring Beto to me, okay, or Beto or Beto or Robert. I don't, come on. But I do want to hear what you're looking for, and I've had a lot of calls, and I've had a lot on the digital. So let me see where I want to go here, and then I'm going to get to Jerry. The woman wants to talk about Jerry. This comes from Carrie. I want a detailed debate system so we don't get an idiot for a president. Let's say we devote an hour to health care alone. Here's something else. This comes from Robert, Cannonsburg. You're hearing this from a Republican voter. As of now, I get the chance. If I get a chance, I'd reelect Donald Trump in a minute. But if I was going to vote for a Democratic president in the future, I want somebody that looks out for all the people. This has come up in calls, by the way. Not just themselves, as in the Democratic Party. I want them to take care of my retired mother on Social Security. We hit this earlier with Nancy, I think, who wrote. I want them to take care of the homeless. I want them to take care of veterans. I want them to take care of me, an American citizen. I want them to help America by creating jobs. Overall, I want to see them do a good job so the people believe in the government, which seems to be occurring with Donald Trump as president and people being positive about their job, their money, their lives. What they need to do is look at every decision they're going to make, not only as an immediate fix or occurrence or whatever you want to call it, but to look to the future. it seems as if the Democrats, I know, have no idea how normal people live. And that includes the poor and the homeless and your average citizen in America, whether they're American or not. There's a lot there. There's a lot there. And it's so funny, yet when I talk about Medicare for all or health care or standing up to reduce the debt to make sure that people, in fact, are taken care of down the road or not, you know, overwhelmed, or education or climate, which, you know, experts are saying is not in the best place. Those all reach people. And yet, on the other hand, the economy is seen by a lot of people as being the way to reach people. Good email there, Robert. Let me try here. And he also said he liked my comment about the Hill District, and we had somebody call earlier, said that my comment regarding the photo op hit the nail right on the head. I have personally witnessed at several events being a volunteer where the Democratic Party members show up for a picture at the event, and this isn't just one event. This is several different events over the course of a year or years. They didn't come to help set up, run the event, clean up after the event. I will tell you who did show up to help, and she brought maybe co-workers and family, and that was Kamara Bartolotta. Now, this is in reference to Jerry, I believe. Saul writes and says, why do conspiracy people always use the Roman Empire? And that leads to this email. And she writes, why do you continue, or is it? Why do you continue to take Jerry's calls? It's awful radio. I don't agree. Jerry is one of the first people you ask me about or comment about when we're out. I'm listening to the folk, and you people seem to like it. I write, it's entertainment. And for that matter, when somebody's associated with the show and they see me or any other host, that's pretty good. She writes, it isn't entertainment the way he is, in so many words. He has become a joke. That's why people ask about him. That's harsh. But I put it out there to you. Now we bring all the voters in. We bring the Dems in, we bring the Republicans, we bring the Independents. Who's for Jerry? Who's got Jerry's back? I'm standing up with Jerry. I think Jerry brings an entertainment component to it that very few people have skill sets to do. And he gets a reaction. I want to know who's with me. 866-391-1020. It's time to defend the 79-year-old from Homestead who smokes cigars, an occasional pipe, and otherwise says that we're sheeple on KDK Radio. All right, we're polling on Jerry. 866-391-1020. I'm Ellis Cannon. We have two segments here. I suspect we're going to focus on that more than anything. Looking for a great end of the week tomorrow. As normal, didn't get to everything today. But let me tell you how you can reach us until that gentleman assumes 4 hours. You could call me toll-free, 866-391-1020. 866-391-1020. You can also hit us up on the text line. You text KDK Radio at 866-391-1020. Brought to you by Wright Automotive, the best deal in Pittsburgh. Hit me up on a dollar bank, instant access, kdkradio.com. Follow me on Twitter at Ellis Cannon. All right, now here's the deal. So Jerry comes on today and he provides insight into international finance. And it spurred, I wasn't going to do much. I mean, Jerry does what Jerry does. You clear the lane, you let creators create, okay? You get out of the way. Some of you folks are taking some things a little too serious, okay? I mean, I can get real serious in a heartbeat, and I do, and that is the bulk of what we do on this show. But I got a lot of range, and I love to be able to keep it lighter or find some things that we can always have, you know, some back and forth with. I know how to plan the show, and I enjoy it, and it's fun. But has anybody ever heard of characters in Pittsburgh radio history? Apparently not. Here's a guy who checks in and says, when I hear he's coming on, I just come back later. No time for silliness and absurdity. Wow. It's got to be all serious every single second for this guy, Anonymous. No time for silliness and absurdity. Like, that defines the show. Like, that defines the message, the opinions, and the range of topics. Come on, man. Lighten up. How about this? PF from Pittsburgh. Dr. Ellis. I told you it would work, Brock. Dr. Ellis. Love Jerry. Love hearing his perspective. Love his knowledge. In consideration of all things sheeple. Love your wit and comments about everything, especially good foods and beer. Your show brings laughter and thought-provoking examination of many things American and global. Thanks, PF from Pittsburgh. That's on my resume. That's on my resume now. I'm done. I don't have to, you know, look for anything more. That says it all. Speaking of eggs, Mitch from St. Clair texts, I've been eating 6 whole eggs, soft-boiled a day, for 4 years. My cholesterol has slowly dropped by 9 points in that time. If you don't eat for pleasure, you're a fool. Hey, by the way, you know what's foolish? To eat 6 whole eggs soft-boiled for 4 years and only drop 9 points. Dude, you're doing a little over 2 points a year. You got to make it happen faster than that. Come on now, Mitch. Dan in Vegas. Jerry is one of the select few who can think outside the box while watching the inside of the box. Oh, here's a guy who calls me a fool. Oh, this is a guy who hates me. He just hates me. He goes by unnamed. Yeah, that's fun, though. I mean, again, when you do... he's such a fool. All right, let's go. Let's try this. Joe in Mount Lebanon, welcome to KDK Radio.
Yeah, Alice. On Jerry, Jerry is either too smart or not smart enough. I don't know. I listened to him and I couldn't understand it. I still don't understand it. I think I'm as smart as Jerry anyhow. But anyhow,
well, you know, what,
while I have you on the phone, I got a couple comments on your show.
Okay.
You talk too much.
All right.
You talk too much. Now, I don't know whether that's because you don't have people calling.
No.
You and Rob Pratt turned me away from KDKA.
Why is that? Because I
talk too much. And that's not good for your advertisers.
You'd be surprised, friend.
And Mike was not one of my favorite people, but I listened to Mike almost every day. Mm-hmm. Especially when I'm in the car. Mm-hmm. But I have to tell you, you just go on and on and on and on and on, and wonder, you know, I can't be the only one that feels that way. So you're not winning any battles. So.
Yeah, you'd be surprised, Joe.
If you okay, well, I'll tell you what.
Joe, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Just a... sort of, and I'm not being defensive. I'm just going to give you a standard response with this type of call. First of all, I take what you say with sincerity. You did not come across, and you seem like you're trying to offer something instructive, and that's very valuable, and I take it that way. There's a lot of times when you need to talk a lot. A lot of times when you get a lot of calls, you don't talk as much, or a lot of times when you do both, okay? There's no roadmap to any particular show. It's all about feel. But there's one small thing you got to remember. You not only know enough about the show, you know enough about the show to call the show, which tells me that maybe you're listening a little bit more than you intimate, and you're doing it enough to call, which confirms you're listening enough. And no one is going to complain about that.
I understand where you're coming from. The only thing I'm saying to you is, there's times when you're on and I don't even hear you in my car radio. I just don't hear you. I just you go on and on and on, and I don't.
Well, let me ask.
And I understand you have to have something going, otherwise, okay. I understand that.
Well, then give me a suggestion. Give me a suggestion, Joe. Give me a suggestion. I'm not above getting suggestions.
I'm not. I really don't. If I had a suggestion, I'd probably be on the air instead of you.
Well, that or my boss. But see, here's the thing.
Right.
Here's the thing, Joe. Would you prefer, let's say that we get into a segment and, you know, for whatever reason, I feel my voice needs to be heard, or the point of view? Because, see, in this chair, you have an opportunity to be a voice, and you have an opportunity to be a voice in Pittsburgh, and it's a great responsibility with a lot of accountability, but it's not something that is flawless. So your thoughts, for instance, bring a lot of value. Now, if, in fact, I get into a moment where I believe I can offer some insight, something peculiar, something that's not just in the paper and the news, but provides insight that otherwise is imaginative or creative or, for that matter, fresh. And there's no calls, or there's one call, and that call wants to talk about something totally different. Would you recommend that with 4 minutes to go in a segment, I just shut up?
No, I don't really have the answer to that.
I know. That's the problem. See,
well,
and it is a problem.
I have a feeling that maybe when you're rambling on and on, that there may be callers who are there that get off, or just, you know, they just don't call back ever.
Joe, let me stop you there. That is absolutely wrong. Trust me. I'm open to listening to this. I'm enjoying it. You're making great radio. I'm about making great radio. It doesn't always have to go exactly the way I personally may want it to go in order to be compelling. The key is to be compelling. Your call helped make it compelling. But your insight there, I mean, your observations are what they are. You feel what you feel. That's fine. We can, you know, I've given you some ideas. You don't really have a lot of, ways to correct what you see as a flaw, but that's okay.
No, hold on. Like everybody else, I can find a fault, but I can't. I don't have the cure.
Joe, I appreciate that. You've been on the phone for 5 minutes talking about a show that you don't hear even when it's on. Let me just say one last thing, and then I'm going to go. When you get beyond your feel, and you get into calls not getting on. No. See, that's the part where we know exactly what we're doing. We'll be right back, guys. This has been so good today. I'm Ellis Cannon. You know, I don't know how this started. All I wanted to do was ask you what I thought about Jerry, and then Joe from Mount Lebanon calls for 5.5 minutes to talk about the show, and he offered some advice and constructive criticism, well taken. And now all of a sudden it's about me. So I get lumped together with Jerry. I've got more text on Jerry in the last 5 minutes and 20 minutes you can imagine. Ellis, this comes from a guy. Ellis, it's a talk show. You're supposed to talk that this guy's a goofball. Hey, look, it goes back and forth. Don't get me wrong. I love to run the traffic. It's a lot of fun. But the reality is that some of the greatest radio shows in the country's history have been known for not taking any calls. Calls are a means to an end, folks. If I believe your call will advance to the end, you're on. No one sits around just to sit around. I don't do that. I'm not going to go through Radio 101, but that's the truth. Here's another guy, Ellis. I love when Jerry calls. He cracks me up. Lynn from Squirrel Hill. I love you, Ellis. You do a great job. Thank you very much. All right, so somehow this call from somebody who presumably stops listening or can't hear has produced a full board of calls that'll take me to the top of the hour. Brock makes the point. Hey, guys, come on, man. All right, let's go. Let's go quick. PJ Mercer, welcome to the radio show at KDK Radio.
I just got a little bit of a rebuttal for the guy that was just on. I mean, I used to listen to 1170 all the time, WWE out of Wheeling. Mm-hmm. And Rob Pratt on Sundays, I'm a chef by trade. Mm-hmm. I listened to that show, and I just started listening. And the more I listened, the more it drug me to listening to KDKA all the time. It's the talent that's on there on the station. The station's still on the air for a reason.
Yeah. So I'm not hurting. I'm not hurting the cause. If I got you right, Chef.
Right. Right. Okay. Right. You guys are all. If you guys are on there for a reason, because you know what you're doing.
How about that? Thanks so much. Good stuff. Let's get out to John in North Hills. John, welcome to KDK Radio. I'm Ellis Cannon.
Hey, Ellis. Good talking to you. I just had to call also after that last call from Mount Lebanon. Longtime listener, probably from the 70s with Perry Marshall. And I love you on the radio now. I miss Mike, but you filled this slot very nice. Enjoy listening to someone who's intelligent, speaking intelligent conversations. So I just wanted to call and say kudos to you.
Thanks very much. That means a lot. Yeah, we do get a lot of feedback about it being intelligent, being fast, being informed, and things of that sort. And sometimes, yeah, okay, maybe you go a little long at explaining it. That's just the way it is. But, again, there's always good you can take from a lot of calls. Barbara Hermitage, welcome to KDK Radio. I'm Ellis Cannon.
Hi, Ellis.
Hey, Barbara.
We loved your show. We were not a fan of Mike's, but I listened faithfully to KDKA because our local talk radio, they bloviate way too much. This guy from Mount Lebanon, I can give him a station where they do nothing but talk. And you guys are not that way. We start our morning with Marty. We finish up with you in the afternoon. And there is no better station or programming than KDKA.
Thanks very much, ma'am. That's a nice compliment, and glad to have some small role in that between 12 and 3 these days. Let's go out to Slammin' Sammy. Slammin', is this you?
Commander Cannon, permission to come aboard, sir.
Hi, Sammy. How you been, man?
Oh, my brother, I miss you.
I know. Well, hopefully I'm filling the void for you a little bit. Yeah, it's been a while, man. Been a minute, but it's great to hear you again. Did a lot of sports talk together back in the day. What's going on?
Well, first of all, I'd be remiss by saying a little shout-out to our boy Digby. We miss him dearly. You know that, bro.
Oh, my God, yeah. I say a prayer for him just about every day I drive by the building, brother.
Honestly. Okay, hey, I know you got big shoulders. I don't have to, I got your back. We love you out here, and you don't do enough talking in my book, bro.
Okay, man. Thanks a lot. We'll just try to find a good balance between all the different things that are out there and make it, again, if it's compelling, it works. If it doesn't, if it's not compelling and it's boring or you don't have a position or you don't have something different to offer, you know, you're not around. I mean, it's pretty simple. All right. Listen, I want to be around.